Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. 6/19/19.
Yes.
Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Hola, Matthew.
How it is?
Pretty good, man.
Gotta watch out. I don't want to kick you.
No.
Don't want to kick you. Don't want to kick Paige. Can I reach you from here? Let's see. Nope. I can't.
Not quite. Close.
Angle your foot.
Fat boy? Nope. Oh. This damn desk gets in the way. With the baby blue today. Good morning. Weather-wise today, not bad. Not bad. This is actually working out good because I got various little projects running at the house.
Oh, that's good.
Outside-wise. Isolated thunderstorms during morning hours, which is perfect. That's when I'll be here. Then skies turning partly cloudy during the afternoon.
Oh, nice day.
High of 88. Right now, cloudy, 71, feels like 71.
Yeah.
In Greer. All right. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody fairly good?
Yep. I am.
Yeah.
Fat boy seems all right.
Yeah.
Paige?
I'm doing well, thank
That's
you.
That's
good. Good. My I played the audio portion of yesterday's program where we talked about Mary, and she said to tell you all, and I listened to it. Funny thing is, I play it for her. I listened to it with her. And then she says, well, tell them thank you, and I appreciate it. Keep them, keep me in my prayer. They're, keep me in their prayers. Only Paige said that. Only Paige said, oh, tell her we're thinking about her. Neither one of nine or Fat Boy One said a word.
If we're talking about you, we're thinking about you. I thought some things go without saying.
If we're talking about you, we're thinking about you?
Well, yeah, the two go
hand
in hand.
Well, yeah, but sometimes we're talking about you, but it's not in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want her to suffer. She's cool.
Stop it.
She's good.
I'll go visit her.
I can't walk her, I would.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I will.
You can't walk her, you would. Look. Pace yourself with that, buddy.
Right.
No, but she, that's the thing. I don't know what it, I guess the advancement in hospital technology.
Yeah.
But, boy, used to, did you hear so-and-so? Who's that? So-and-so from the church. Oh, yeah. Had to get a pacemaker put in. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary's like, boom, boom, in and out. I got a pacemaker now. She's talking a little slower.
Really?
Which, my gosh, I mean, at this point.
As it does slow you down here.
Well, yeah, but good gracious. I mean, already, like the word highway had, seven I's in it already.
Yep.
Matthew's going to have 14 A's.
Yeah, it is.
Gracious.
How many E's?
She's going to run, bunches, 11 of them. She's going to run out of voicemail just saying, hey, it's your mom. Out of time.
Crash and burn.
But I'm really glad for her, though. That scared me, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a scary thing. And then you find out it's really, at this point, a pretty simple procedure, I guess.
Well, yeah, that. But also, like, I feel, though, looking at my DNA the way I have been, watch your mouth. And seeing the various health issues that I draw from, I feel as though I am drawing from my mother's side more.
Yeah.
So either I can look at it this way. A, it skips a generation, so maybe I won't have to have that kind of issue, but my kid will. So then, yes, I will be the martyr and I will accept it.
Yeah.
If it's there. It's scary to look at. That's the thing with the DNA stuff now. You start to think about it and you're like, male pattern baldness. Oh, you get it from your mom's dad. Like, did your mom's dad, Jimmy, your grandpa, did he have a head of hair?
He had most of it. He had kind of the hairline I've begun to develop as I've gotten older.
See?
Yeah.
Fat boy?
Yeah, he was bald. Oh. He had a comb that would open up.
Yeah.
That would go around his cul-de-sac.
Uh-huh.
And he'd do it once and then hang it up.
Okay. Wow.
That's beautiful.
It just flipped down, huh?
Yeah. Your mom's dad's bald. You're going to be bald.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole thing. And I'm just seeing various little situations where, like, my grandpa had problems with his hip. I have problems with my hip.
Yeah.
You get it from that stuff.
Yeah. A lot of it's passed down.
Yes. Take one down, you pass it around. Matthew's going to have a pacemaker.
Yeah, a lot of things are genetically passed down, and other things are passed down because, I mean, you grew up, eating the same stuff, doing the same stuff, learning how to live from those people.
Same way.
Yeah.
Same exact way.
So if they eat a lot of bacon and don't do much else, you're probably going to eat a lot of bacon and not do a lot else, too. And that's bad for you.
Mm.
Bacon!
You've been on my 23andMe, haven't you? You know all the details.
Tree.
All the details. Well, let's talk about this because this will definitely take some time, too. Today, I will remind you that we have yet another pair of UFC Fight Night tickets for this Saturday night at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Yes!
People right here call it the Well. And the reason for that, I think, is because people can't decide if it's Bon Secours or Bon Secours.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it always, and so we just call it the Well. That's Saturday night, and we're going to have a pair of tickets today. From the makers of Matt Manor 9 comes Pager Fatboy. We'll play that today.
I can't wait for Pager Fatboy.
Pager Fatboy is going to be great. We'll tell you a life fact about one of them. You decide, was it Page or was it Fatboy?
Yep.
Or is it? They're still with us.
Yeah, I got some of these two-word games. You had Matter 9.
Matter
Pager Fatboy.
Well, we have various situations we can work that that game back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
And I get to compete against a lovely blue shirt that makes his eyes sparkle. So there you go.
We'll try to psych me out.
He's got an advantage.
It matches well.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The other big thing on today's show that should be fun. You know, on Comedy Central, they're bringing them back, too. I think Alec Baldwin's the next one they're doing.
Yeah.
With the Comedy Central roast. We've done a handful of roasts over the years since they became popular again. Today's yet another one. Today, you heard yesterday that hopefully you saw it on social media, 9 has cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
Truly, he does. You've seen the pictures, hopefully, by now.
Yeah.
It's really swollen. Let me see. Because it's the right leg. Okay, perfect.
The one with the bandage on it today.
Well, it's super swollen. It's really red. It's and now it's got a big bandage around it.
Yeah.
Are you on your own antibiotics?
Yeah.
I thought you were probiotics. Are you pro or antibiotics?
At the moment, anti.
You're anti, but who knows? Down the road, you could be pro again.
Yes.
Go back and forth. Now, today. Because that was such a, good for Jimmy for taking such a very painful situation and making it fun for us. Because yesterday's show was awesome, I thought. But then I was thinking, I was like, oh boy, that had to be tough for Jimmy because while it does hurt, and it's also making a whole lot of people laugh and all this stuff. So today, because we felt so bad about that, the return of the roast, today we will be roasting 9's leg. The roast of 9's leg.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Poor leg.
Fatboy hasn't been this excited in a while.
Fatboy has not been this excited in a while. Fatboy's put together a theme for this. Fatboy's put together a logo for the podcast later.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't know if I should be excited or not.
This graphic is really good. It's a picture of 9 throwing up the horns covered in flames. And he's got like the... what's the font?
It was a Stranger Things font.
Stranger Things font.
Yeah. Found it.
The roasting of 9's leg.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question for Matt. I hope don't BS me, man. Really give me an answer. Did you run your jokes by 9? Did you kind of give him a preview of what you got going on?
My hand to the good Lord above and on my daddy's grave.
Damn.
Some that guy who called the FLF line about you doing that is so pissed right now. He's like, just say no.
This is how you know.
Don't qualify it.
I have not.
Oh.
And I hope nine will attest to that right now.
No, I haven't heard anybody's jokes except my own.
The only reason I didn't. What do you mean?
my own jokes about my leg.
I was wondering.
Okay, so that's what we're wondering.
I have
so
my
it
own
will
leg
be
jokes
a traditional traditional roast.
No, I also want to roast my damn leg.
No, right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we'll each come on and throw, you know, do a few jokes. And then at the end, as we all, you know, say, you know, it's all in fun. We love you, Jimmy. We love your leg. Then you come on and also roast your own leg.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to roast my own leg. Yep.
Fantastic. All right. Oh, good.
Man.
Good. I'll show you my paper. Now, obviously, I've had to whittle it down a little bit, but this was my original paper for the roast of nine's legs. Yes, but I've got it whittled down to just a few. How big is? Did you type it out all?
Yeah,
pretty?
Excuse me. I had to edit a few, but I got a full page worth.
Oh, that's good.
Goodness,
I can fly through. This is gonna be. I hope it lasts the whole hour.
It can't. Because we also have Nine's Best M Audio today.
Yeah, we do.
In fact, the entire 7 o'clock hour is all about Nine.
We have a viral clip from not that far from here.
No?
Yeah.
A viral clip not that far from here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I can't wait to hear it.
Some local Best M Audio. Doesn't happen often.
Paige, did you write any jokes about Nine's leg?
I tried.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not as funny as you guys. So that's mine's going to be short.
I told Fatboy this earlier, too. And again, another hand on the Bible, or no, hand to God and then hand on the grave, or whatever I do. I didn't run these by anybody because I liked them.
Yeah.
Truly, I liked the format. I obsessed over it for like an hour and a half. Truly, hour and a half for a 20-minute segment.
I don't know the order. Obviously, we know nine goes last. But I don't know who goes up until him. I just want to throw out there, I didn't bring the heat. This isn't like a full, I'm not trying, you know, we're trying to have fisticuffs at 10 o'clock.
Why not?
Just to throw it out there. So I want to make sure, you know, well, somebody else.
We're doing it at 7 right after sports. So then you got to think, well, you've got the 2.5 hours worth of show to do.
What kind of fisticuffs are you trying to avoid with me? All you have to do is kick me in the shin and I'd fall down crying right now.
You saved them for your roast, Al.
I was saying everybody. I didn't mean the roast
of your leg.
I didn't go for the kill. This isn't vicious.
No, hell no.
I wanted to have fun.
This is just fun stuff.
Well, you're not actively wishing I lose the leg?
I'm just saying you're for all in the room.
Hoping there's a complication and I wind up with one leg.
There's no there's no behind the scenes attacks or anything like that.
No.
Not for me. I'm hoping if I throw that out there, it will kind of get the same.
This could be something big for us. I mean, it really could be. The various roasts that we could do every once in a while. Not each other, but like various situations. We could roast cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could roast a lot of things and people.
All kinds of the roast of Mark Hendricks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would be an hour. So that'll be coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. The roast of Nine's leg, complete with a theme song and jokes and all that fun stuff. Nine's best M audio, as we said. Plus, again, Paige or Fatboy for UFC Fight Night tickets. This is exciting.
Pager.
This is really, really good. This is going to be a good show. Do you think we're going to, are we going to shoot ourselves in the foot by trying to do the roast in one segment?
Yes. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Probably.
Golly bummers, man.
Golly bummers.
Golly bummers, man. Okay, we'll adjust to make it work. I mean, we absolutely will.
We'll figure it out. Yeah,
it'll be fine. But it will at least begin at 7 o'clock. The roast of Nine's leg, because he has cat scratch fever. Scat scratch. What?
Scat scratch, no.
No, don't do that.
Gracious.
If you haven't seen the picture yet, you can see it at facebook.com/riseguys, Twitter at the Rise Guys, and then Instagram at the Rise Guys. I was going to work in a plug for myself, but that would not be very couthful. Adam Matthew. Paige? They can call us 1-800-774-0093. They can text us. always on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line.
Yeah, hit 72341. Text us. We read them all, and we respond to a lot of them.
We really do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex
this
morning?
Well, we got to talk about Mickey Paulk in Ardmore, Alabama. He had an attack squirrel, but that's not the strangest part about the story. It's what he fed his squirrel. We'll get into that next in your Eyes Guys headline.
Man, what did he feed his? So it was a pet.
I imagine so.
All right, what did he feed his squirrel?
My dad used to tell me stories about people feeding gunpowder to dogs to make them real mean.
Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a pet squirrel?
No. My mom had a possum.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Your mom had a possum.
Named Percy.
Jesus Christmas. All right, more on the possum named Percy and the squirrel and all that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. My Lord.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My little golden doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, well, we've got a story that's a little stranger than fiction. There's a 35-year-old guy named Mickey Paulk in Ardmore, Alabama, and he lives with a 37-year-old guy named Ronnie Reynolds.
Ronnie Reynolds.
And on Monday morning, the cops got a warrant to search their apartment for drugs. And they did. They found what they were looking for. The guys had meth, drug paraphernalia, ammunition, and body armor.
Hmm.
But that's not the strangest thing that they came upon, police officers. They found...
What were they doing in there?
They were serving a warrant.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, the people that were living there? With body armor and meth?
I mean, I figure out what they were doing. I was just making a joke.
I think that's one out of five people in the upstate.
Yeah. I think Fat Boy got where I was going with that.
Oh, I see. He's making a masturbation joke.
Yes,
oh, I got it.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have known that because yes, I'm not a boy.
I didn't until he moved his hand like that. What do you think he was doing, a shake weight?
All I see is the eyes and a little bit of nose from Fat Boy.
You're like, you just walked into Titanic, and after 5 minutes, right, yeah, it's going to split in half.
Where's Waldo? All right, so when they went in there, that's not the strangest thing that they found was the body armor.
What was the strangest thing?
It was the pet. Poor little pet. Apparently they had an attack squirrel.
That's not a pet. That's a working squirrel.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, you know, what the squirrel was able to do at his size, but they did toughen him up by feeding him meth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Some acorns and some
make
meth.
Make him a little aggressive.
Jesus.
I'm a sick
one. I wonder if that's what they do with the cocks, with the cockfighting. They give the cocks meth.
Boy, if they did, the one, you'd know who had it because he'd beat everybody's ass. Then again, you're going to strap razor blades to a rooster on meth? It's going to come after you.
Whoa, man.
I mean, if you're Pickens County, shouldn't you go ahead and claim on the sign now that our squirrels aren't on meth like they are in Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the sad Everybody thing about is. It, after they found the squirrel on meth, which I don't know the squirrel's name. I'm sorry. I look for that.
Oh, it's fine.
Is that, you know, if it's Rocky or whatever, it's important to find that out. But the squirrel that had the drug problem, according to the Alabama Game and Fish Division, they told the deputies to release it into the wild. So this
was it a female squirrel or a male
know,
squirrel?
I don't know, but
Paige?
I don't know.
You don't have the pet name? It could be Squirrely Temple for all we know, and you haven't found out?
Might not have had a name. It's being an attack squirrel.
The sad thing about this attack squirrel on meth, it's out there in Alabama. Trying to fend for itself with no meth and an addiction problem.
Yeah. I
mean, it's going to be standing in the medians with a tiny little cardboard sign. I'm a veteran. I'm out of work.
Hungry.
When you give me a dollar, I'm going to run across the street, give it to this guy who's going to run it across the street to the dry cleaner and give it to this guy, and then he's going to come back with a little package and we're going to do our deal.
Something like
That's
that.
That's fun. Watching the dominoes fall. You see it right there on Points of the Highway.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know how that worked, but now I do.
Oh, man.
It's a system. There's so many people involved, apparently.
If you sat there for 15 minutes and you see one of the... And look, this right. is not. There's real people out there that need help. Not saying that. But I know what I see. And, you know, they get the donation or the handout or whatever. They tuck away their little sign. They walk across the street. There's a dude there. They give him the money. He smiles, nods head, walks over behind a certain business. Guy comes back. You can see it happen in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a middleman involved in that. Good to know.
Yeah, that's the dude man.
The dude man.
And sometimes the man has to just has it stashed somewhere with somebody and has to go grab it.
Mm.
Tell
you. It's the squirrel. The squirrel is dealing meth.
I know, but do you realize how bad it is for the squirrel out in the wild, being really wild?
He's just out there trying to get a nut, Paige.
Yeah.
He is.
We've all been there before.
Oh, Rocky.
There'd be a sandwich or something.
After, you know, 4 or 5 days of running around in the woods, he'll sleep for a week. And then he'll wake up like nothing ever happened.
Right.
Somebody did text in worried about the squirrel's teeth.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. You need those squirrel teeth to open up acorns world. And eat squirrel food.
He's going to die with one tooth, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about the fingernails? They're probably, he probably bit all them off.
Probably. Oh, can't climb.
Squirrel. I'm looking at mine. I'm not on meth, by the way. I just get nervous driving a lot.
Get them done.
Not on meth.
Get a manicure and fix them.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so sorry about the squirrel, and maybe I'll find out more. I'll keep you up to date if I do find out if the squirrel... you know, starts breaking into homes to steal money. Could happen. All right. Well, over the weekend, there was a big opening weekend on Netflix with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston's murder mystery. It smashed some records. According to this, close to 31 million accounts watched it.
My kid watched it and said it sucked.
I watched a little bit of it, and it was just kind of...
See, that's when you know I watched a little bit of a movie.
But it could have just been in the mood that I was in. Sometimes I'm like, oh,
well,
this
that's
is
true.
So funny.
Are you tired or whatever? Let me ask the king of Netflix, paging Mr. Ellenberg, Fat Boy. What'd you think? I'm not even going to ask if you saw it.
I did not watch it, but I heard somebody that watched it said it was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Doesn't look, I don't like old Adam Sandler, like older Adam Sandler. I like younger Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it's hard to watch those now, too, though.
Not as good as The Cobbler, is what I heard.
Like it's really hard for me to get through like all of Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore at this point in my life.
Oh, I would. I just sat there. But when you're watching it, though, it's almost like you're going to a concert with a very famous band where everybody knows the words and everybody's singing along.
Yeah.
And you're doing all the movie quotes. Uh-huh. So then I could see that, yeah.
Today, Junior!
Well, so those things were funny, but I didn't find any of that in what I was watching. And maybe I didn't watch enough of it to get to the funny comedy part.
Yeah. But he was in one movie that he played a serious role that was, I thought, really good.
Punch Drunk Love.
Spanglish was pretty decent. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Was that with Marissa Tomei?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
As the housekeeper
That's it.
Or something.
That's the
like
one.
That.
Yeah, he was good in that. Otherwise, I just want to hear Opera Man or, you know,
so
Cajun Man or whatever the other one was.
But I want to see him in the mall wearing drag with Chris Farley and David Spade.
Yeah, The Gap.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon walks in.
Lay off me, I'm starving. I just want that.
Do you guys know if these sweaters are 3 for $10?
Right. But usually when you're watching something like that, it takes so long and get bored quick, mm-hmm. unless it hits you right away. But Bird Box, I love that. That was good.
I don't think I saw it. I saw Bird Cage, but not Bird Box.
You didn't see Bird Box?
I did not see Bird Box. Okay. I don't think I saw Bird Box.
You don't even remember what Bird Box was? It was that huge phenomenon of Sandra Bullock and
Blindfolds.
Yeah,
I saw that. Oh, where they went down the river.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like the best thing ever.
I thought that was called Be Quiet or whatever.
Right, no, it was very similar to A Quiet Place. Quiet.
That's what I thought it was.
Be quiet.
You're on top of things. So
I wonder I'm not a brand influencer. I forget what I saw or used or ate.
Yeah, it happens.
And Bird Box was huge last December. It brought in 45 million views. So that's pretty Damn. Good. I mean, I don't
but
know.
But what does that translate to? Like, did anybody go get Netflix to watch Bird Box? Is anybody going to get Netflix to just watch this Adam Sandler movie?
That I can't say.
At
but
this
I
point,
guarantee.
If you don't have Netflix, are you going to get Netflix?
Right.
Yeah, they can always have a larger market share.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
There's some
what else
shows
do you want?
That I like, and Dead to Me's good. That was really good. I like that.
Real quick, I'll tell you, I was telling Jimmy this over the break, something that pisses me off. I love Prime, the you know, on-demand streaming.
Good.
But they get you on there when you Google or Google, search a certain show or whatever, and then it pops up. You're like, yeah, but it doesn't have the Prime slash on it.
Yeah.
And you click on it, it's like $19.99. It's like, God dang it.
And that's not even a new movie. See, I was looking at that too.
Got to look for the Prime ribbon.
It's an older movie that I was looking for. And
I was looking for Three's Company.
Yeah.
Doesn't your Prime,
it's on Stars.
When you go, doesn't it give you a bunch of recommendations, like recommended movies, recommended shows?
And yeah, but I was looking for something specific.
Oh,
I was looking for 80 sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like, I was. There was one day where I didn't have crap to do, and I was just going to... And I ended up not watching anything because I couldn't find anything I wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Again, too many options.
Uh-huh.
Spend 45 minutes looking.
Yeah.
Happens.
Watch anything I want. What am I going to watch? I don't know.
Where do you want to go?
Watch anything.
Watch a bunch of old wrestling.
And it's hard to get... Once you watch the first season and then when you get to the second one, it's hard to keep interested.
Three's Company?
No,
you're
gonna love
show.
That any show. Like if you're on Netflix, like Ozark.
Yeah,
I love the first one. Second one, I was like, not so much.
Really?
I love that show.
I didn't watch the second. I mean, it just was a little too dark for me.
I thought you liked drugs.
I like violence and drugs, but there was just something that the plot didn't.
Oh, my money, Marty Bird.
Marty Bird, yes.
I like how now we have this cultural obsession to finish out a whole series and see exactly how it ends. But are we ever happy with the last couple seasons of anything?
No.
We always hate it at the end.
Yeah, the last season of Bloodline sucked.
We hate the last episode or the whole last season, the last couple seasons, or everything after the third season sucks, but you watch it again anyway for like another 5 years.
Like Game of Thrones. People were just so crazy about that show.
Yeah. But, I mean, part of it, too, is that, A, the reason it's ending is because the viewership's declining or their storyline's peaked.
Yeah.
You got that part. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been canceled. And also, you know, you just get tired of it. You got your own preconceived notion how you want that character to end up or who you want him to be with or whatever.
Yeah.
When it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's why you got these Netflix shows now where you can pick the endings. Make you happy. Everybody gets a trophy.
We want, yeah, participation trophies for watching television. Got to end your way.
I knew it was going to end that way.
Yeah.
Because you picked it that way, Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I like, though, that a lot of shows outside of, you know, the broadcast networks.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, NBC and ABC and CBS and Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of those guys, they cancel shows left and right. But these other shows seem to get, you know, 5 or 6 years to do 5 or 6 seasons. And they seem like they have a game plan for the beginning and part of the middle, but not the end, even though they know they're going to go 5 or 6 seasons. They just don't know what to do.
I wonder if it's still standard if you go 5 seasons, then you'll get residuals after that. Like, that used to be the way it was in TV. If you did 5 seasons something, then you got rerun money.
I guess anything
not Fred Berry
picked up, but probably typically you want to have 5 seasons worth to start running them.
Yeah.
I can't believe Netflix cancels shows.
Yeah, they do.
You think they should stack it up on their library and, like, you know, just never delete it?
Well, they got so much room, I guess.
Wow. All right, then. Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Interactive. Did they make pornos, Fat Boy, where you can pick the ending, like the way the sex ends?
Yeah.
They do? Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you're watching it, and you can decide?
You know how it ends. You just pick the amount.
Okay. All right.
Gross.
Technology is amazing. Anyway. What is going on in the sports hole, Fat Boy?
35 years ago today, Michael Jordan was drafted by the Chicago Bulls.
Golly.
So I got a little fun game for you here. I got some facts that could be true, could not be true. You're going to guess. Yes or BS?
Oh, man. About Michael Jordan.
Yep.
35 years. Yeah, it was 1984.
Because the draft's Thursday night.
God, just say no to drugs, Ronald Reagan, A-team. Oh, man, it was a great time.
This time Friday, Zion is going to be a Pelican.
Holy moly. Yeah. All right, the sports hole with Fat Boy. We'll get into it.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yeah. Let's play a little game, fellas. I mean, it's a working title. If you think of something better, we could definitely change it.
Okay.
But as of now, it's yes or BS.
Yes or BS.
What's Two wrong words. With that?
Yes or BS.
Okay.
We can keep it if you guys like.
I don't know.
This is the Michael Jordan thing?
Yeah, Michael Jordan was drafted by the Chicago Bulls 35 years ago today in 1984. Here you go. Fact number one. He was the number one draft pick that year. Yes or BS? You got to think.
Do we write it down or do we say it?
You can say it.
Say it.
I think no. BS.
Was he number two?
Yes or BS? No number answers.
Since Matt said no, I'll say yes.
Matt was right. BS. He was third.
Paige, you're not allowed to play according to Fat Boy.
Yeah, Fat Boy doesn't want to give you a chance.
Well, he's not the only one in this company.
Damn!
Yeah, it's not the roast of Intercom, Paige. It's the roast of Nine's leg later.
All right, you get in on the next one. Number two.
But that's next week.
Number two, Sam Bowie. I think you'll get number one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Akeem.
He's number one.
It's funny. Matt, I know damn well you used to know that, like, factually, without having to think about it or anything.
Sam Bowie?
No, that Jordan was drafted third. Like, I think I used to know it somewhat, but I know you would have just snapped that right off.
Well, I remembered Olajuwon was first.
Yeah.
Fly, slam, and jam.
I was thinking it was Sam Perkins, but that's just because of the cover of the Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, his restaurant.
Or is that James Worthy that he's got its arm around? I think it's Sam Perkins. I'm going to stick with that answer. Is that the question?
Oh, I forgot. You might have to check that one out. That's a bonus.
I'm Googling it.
Do the question.
Number two.
Yeah.
He hit 3 home runs as a minor league baseball player. Yes or BS?
It was Sam Perkins. IDK? I don't know. I would just say no. No, I would say yes.
Okay.
You said 3? I would say yes. Paige, what do you say?
Yes.
9?
I was going to say yes to that. He had to hit a couple at
3
least.
3 yeses.
Well, you got 3 rights. Give yourself a bell. Played 127 games for the Birmingham Barons in 1994. He only batted .202, but had 3 home runs and 30 stolen bags.
Man, he was about the fastest dude I ever saw run on a baseball field.
I didn't get to go when they played Greenville, but it was packed and know somebody that got a ball.
You see him playing baseball, you can really gauge how fast he is.
I was the moron walking around Greenville Municipal Stadium with a basketball at a baseball game, thinking I was going to somehow get near Michael Jordan to get his autograph. And I'm at a baseball game with a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a couple quick ones here.
That old boy don't know which sport he's at.
He signed with Nike because they were his favorite shoes as a kid. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say that's BS. I think that his favorite tennis shoes were Converse, I thought. But he was close to signing Reebok, I thought. 9, what say you?
I think it's BS also.
BS, Paige?
BS.
Paige says BS.
It is BS.
It is BS.
He did wear Converse all through college, but his favorite brand was Adidas.
Oh.
He went to Adidas after Nike made him an offer, but they weren't willing to cough up the money.
I thought it was Reebok that was wanting in.
Huh.
They were probably too early at that point.
Man.
Give you one more. Yes or BS, he only wore 2 different jersey numbers over the course of his NBA career.
That's yes. Wait. Are we counting the Olympics?
He only wore 2 different jersey numbers over the course of his NBA career.
Then BS.
I'm going to say BS. Seems like there was at least one time where he wore a different number.
Yeah, he was 23, 45, and I believe on the Olympics he was 8 or 9.
This is an NBA.
NBA, y'all.
Well,
it seems like there was a
23, 45.
All right, then yes.
I can't remember. Was there any kind of special?
Olympics, yes.
No.
Oh.
It's a special reason why he would have worn a different number, 23 and 45.
You'll remember this when you hear about it. It's BS. He wore 3. 9's right.
For Dale?
He wore 23 and 45, but in 1990, when they played at Orlando, somebody stole his jersey out of the locker room.
Yeah.
He had to wear number 12.
That's right. I knew there was some time he had some reason for wearing some other jersey that wasn't his
this
number.
This is I know when I'm slipping is when I used to remember things, and now I don't.
I don't know if he ever got that jersey back, if they found it.
I don't either.
But
I used to remember that, but I know I don't.
It's still hot all these years later if you got it. Man, this documentary about the Bulls last season is not coming out until next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be massive. Everybody's on it.
72 and 10?
It's going to be huge. Jordan, Rodman, Pippen, all of them. Feel.
Bill Cartwright.
Hell yeah, Hoe Grant.
Johnny Paxson.
Clemson legend.
They'll all be there.
If you were up in New Jersey over the weekend and you saw a famous former Major League Baseball player dumpster diving, and you're like, is that Lenny Dykstra?
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, if it looks like a baseball player in a dumpster, you know it's Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, it was Lenny Dykstra. What was he doing in a dumpster behind the Jersey Mike's in New Jersey?
He lives there now.
He does live there.
In the dumpster?
No.
Oh.
But he said that he accidentally threw his dentures out, so he had to go dumpster diving for him.
Oh, man. Yes.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Hooters story, Matthew.
My daddy threw his away at Hooters one time.
He looked for 9 hours in the dumpster.
Yeah. My daddy went into the kitchen of Hooters and went through the trash can looking for his. He always would take him. He'd put a napkin near his mouth because he didn't want anybody to know it, and he would kind of cough and then shoot him out of his mouth into a napkin. And he laid him there, and he didn't realize that the waitress had picked him up and thrown him away, and he went and got him out.
Guess yep. what?
Yeah.
That's exactly to a T what happened to Lenny. He said he spit it out in a napkin, left him on the table, forgot about him, drove back, and they already threw him away.
Oh, man. She about thought they were wings, chicken wing bones.
Probably.
He said, I told him. There's no effing way I'm leaving without my effing teeth. They cost $80,000.
Well, his didn't. I mean, I can tell you that. But that's important.
It doesn't say if you got him back or not. I assume you would after 9 hours.
Probably.
Those are big on the black market, too, if you have Lenny Dykstra's dentures.
Yeah.
That's more important than the Jordan jersey at this point.
Yeah.
Pop culture.
And PSA DNA would be like, wow, we actually get to use DNA on this one to make sure it's real.
Coming out of retirement? Maybe.
Who?
Well, according to his Instagram yesterday, the message was, a true champion sticks to his or her calling. I'll be coming out of retirement and making my return to play in the NFL for the 2020 season. Stay tuned for more. People are like, oh, my God, you'll be 49 years old.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to sign you?
Testaverde? No, huh? He's older than that now, probably.
That was from freaking Brett Favre's Instagram account.
What?
He says he got hacked.
Yeah, by a dude named Jack Daniel.
It was taken down 30 minutes later.
He's drunk. He's drunk on Instagram.
What was the picture?
Coming back.
He had to post a picture with it on Instagram.
I don't know about the picture.
Oh.
I think it was him in his Hall of Fame jacket.
Oh.
Maybe not. But it was deleted 30 minutes later, and they're trying to – it says Brett and his team are trying to find who hacked him. Which means Brett told somebody, find out who it is.
Yeah.
Because I bet you anything, he doesn't know anything about how to work Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. or a computer.
It's always fun to look at famous people's, especially Instagram, I've noticed. I can always tell if it's really them posting or not. I can always tell.
Do you know anybody that met Favre when he was here? I didn't see any pictures or anything.
I didn't talk to anybody who went, but it rained a lot the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that didn't. I know that, was Anthony Anderson? Is that the one?
Yeah.
People said were like the nicest things about.
Yeah, they love him.
Yeah, really, really nice guy.
No,
but nothing about Favre, though.
Yeah, I didn't see any hashtags, pictures, or anything about Favre.
Or girls posting pictures with him or any.
I did see a picture of some P1 with Kevin from The Office.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love him. Brian Baumgartner.
Guess yeah. what, He's boys?
Great. Is that
I'm
time?
Done.
All right.
Okay.
All guess right. what?
When we come back, it has returned. Rise Guys roast. Today we roast Nine's leg. He has cat scratch fever because of his cat Luna. It's a mess. His leg is. But he's getting help. He's now antibiotics versus being probiotics as he was in the past. Oh, I'm out of breath.
Welcome to my world.
Let's just say that everything from here on this point is just in the vein of comedy. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Hope to God.
Yes?
Yes.
The roast of Nine's leg begins right after this. Good morning, everyone.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This feature brought to you by South Carolina Department of Insurance.
Hundreds of businesses and homes were destroyed last year due to flooding in South Carolina, and homeowners' policies do not cover the high repair cost. Protect your home by evaluating your flood risk and consider purchasing flood insurance to protect your home. Learn more at doi.sc.gov.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. Memories are made there every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.